My hope is that this institute is laying new foundations for economic theory, recognizing the imperfect understanding that guides people in their actions. So this the assumption of rational expectations and rational behavior will be effectively abandoned. This new approach will have a profound influence on how the governments, how the financial authorities interpret and deal with financial markets, how the markets are going to be regulated. The idea that stability has to be an objective of public policy, which is not at the moment generally accepted, will, I think, become more recognized. I hope it will be a revolution in economics, will affect the other social sciences as well, and will bring them in, because economics, efficient market hypothesis and the rational expectations theory has penetrated into other branches of the social sciences. I think in the same way, you will now have to bring the other sciences into economics, because the currently prevailing paradigm talks about, you know, the invisible or relies on the invisible hand of the markets. But behind the invisible hand of the markets, there's a very visible hand of politics, which actually establishes the rules by which the markets function. So you have to reestablish this contact between politics and economics, go back to what used to be called political economy.